Friday, October 11th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. More costs of cybersecurity, and it's not getting much better. UK frustrations with distribution, and some good news about handling online hate. This is the Business of Tech. More data around cybersecurity shows both continued opportunity and confusion in the market. Kaspersky Labs has a new report, their Global Corporate IT Securities Risk Survey, which polls nearly 5,000 IT business decision makers in 23 countries. The research shows that the cost of data breaches continues to climb and that cyber attacks continue to hit all sectors. Incidents themselves in small business cost slightly less, falling from $120,000 to $108,000 as an average cost. This is still a significant number for most small businesses. On the contrary, enterprise businesses report growing losses per incident, up on average to $1.41 million from $1.23 million. Health IT Security also looked at a Ponemon Institute Keeper report, which broke down some of the incidents. Quote, SMBs suffer most from phishing and web-based cyber attacks. 72% of respondents said they've experienced at least one cyber attack. Phishing and social engineering attempts are the biggest threat actor, 53%, while other respondents pointed to other web-based attacks, 50%, or general malware, 39%. The report also found the cyber threats against SMBs are becoming more targeted. About 60% of respondents said the attacks seen against their organizations are severe and sophisticated. End quote. Why do we care? Not that we need more evidence of the security threats, but the continued coverage keeps this top of mind. The article includes some information about the use of outsourced SOC services, showing that improving trend. Most disheartening is there's not a lot of improvement in response or recovery time, and this is something this industry needs to be delivering on. If you don't, your competition may well do. New data is out from an independent report called What UK Resellers Really Think that was published by UK-based distributor West Coast. For those not familiar with Channel in the UK, this is one of the distributors in the market, similar to an Ingram, Synnex, or D&H in the US. The report surveyed over 200 UK resellers earlier this year. Quoting Channel Pro UK, quote, 92% said they view digital transformation as an opportunity to get closer to customers, and 89% felt that distribution can help them with their strategies. However, less than half of these respondents at 41% said they were ready to embark on the digital transformation journey in the next 12 to 24 months. Half of respondents, 50%, felt their distributors don't offer total solutions, while 56% are frustrated by pricing flexibility. Other pain points include a lack of product flexibility, 47%, and a lack of personal contact, 40%, while 60% said they prefer to buy stock from retailers, end quote. The survey also noted cloud services, 64%, and machine learning, 53%, noted by resellers as key growth areas in the coming 2 to 3 years. So why do we care? Distribution is redefining itself in the age of the cloud, and this survey indicates they may have a way to go. The respondents themselves show many aren't ready for business process consulting, as noted by the digital transformation numbers. This is both an opportunity and a threat on both sides of this conversation. Going into the weekend with some good news, it seems tech firms are starting to learn from their past mistakes. The recent synagogue shooting in Germany was live-streamed on the platform Twitch, but it appears only 5 people were watching. This is in comparison to the filming and streaming of the March attacks in Christchurch, where the video was watched by hundreds live, and possibly by millions later. Versions of that video were still online 6 months later. In this incident, 5 people were watching the attack as it happened, and only about 2,200 watched the video in the 30 minutes after, before it was flagged and removed by Twitch. Twitch then created a hash, the unique crypto fingerprint, which is shared to the Global Internet Forum to Counter Terrorism, which is a consortium of companies and governments that includes Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. These moves have significantly reduced the spread of this video. MIT Technology Review with more details and link in the show notes. Why do we care? The tech industry has long cried out that it's too hard to monitor itself, but this shows it's possible and effective. Yes, it's difficult, and yes, it's a constant game of whack-a-mole, but it's also vital. Just because something is hard doesn't mean it's impossible. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at mspradio.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Like what you hear? We're going public. Share our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube feeds to help grow the audience, and we'll see you on Monday.